From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Time to jump into the DMs. Love, love, love this.
Hey, Deepa, what do we got in the DMs today?
Okay, Steph wrote in and said, do you guys love or hate roller coasters, or do you have a favorite amusement park ride?
Interesting, because I used to love roller coasters.
Yeah.
And as I got older, I can't do any of that stuff anymore.
Really?
No. When Rox was little, we go to the fairs of the CNE and other stuff all the time, right? Small town fairs, everything else. Even the Scrambler, you could sit on the Scrambler all day, right? Nothing would bother me. Now, even that, I can't do.
What, you just get dizzy?
Not enjoy it at all.
Really?
At all. And so I used to love coasters. But now they're difficult. The last coaster we did, I was actually fine with, which was at the Himalayan in Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
We did that one, and Rox and I went up 5 times in a row.
Oh, nice.
But it's just super fast, right? So, it's nothing. I can't do spins, like Gravitron, Scrambler, all those rides where they do is spin you in circles.
Uh-huh.
I can't do spin in circles moves, but I can still do, I think, like a roller coaster, right? I just can't, I cannot spin in circles. Even if I'm in my chair, right, and I need something behind me, if I spin around in my chair, I need to put both my feet on the floor and go.
That's extreme.
And that's a 180. That's not even a full 360.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't do spins anymore.
I love roller coasters.
I like roller coasters. I can't do the spinny rides, though.
I have no problem with any of those. We took Cruz to Canada's Wonderland.
Yeah.
And last month, he went on his very first roller coaster, the Ghoster Coaster.
Yeah, yeah.
And at first, he was excited when we were waiting in line and he saw, what was happening. And when we got on, you know how with most coasters, all coasters, you start off slow until you get to that first hill.
Yeah.
And you go climbing slowly.
Yeah.
And I kept asking him, you all right, man? You all right? And he was like, yeah. And we get to the very top. And as soon as it goes down, he grabbed onto me so tightly. And at first I was like, oh, man, he's going to start screaming in terror. He's going to want to get off. He loved it so much.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. He is totally a coaster kid now.
Yeah.
I know, damn it, Maury, deathly afraid of
deathly
coasters,
afraid.
Right?
Can we
will
enough
not.
Enough with the deathly afraid?
He will not.
I am mortified of roller coasters. I will not do them.
Horrified.
Mortified.
Mortified.
You're scared of them. They're gonna do something to you?
No, I'm terrified.
You're terrified.
Terrified.
Okay.
Yes. So have you ever been on a roller coaster though, Maury?
Yes, I have.
Yeah? Just one time?
At Wonderland, I was on one.
Yeah, and how was
Because I was
it
told I would be fired if I didn't do it.
Wow, Jesus.
Just to be clear, not on this show.
Not on this show.
Not by us.
Oh, okay.
Wow. And you didn't enjoy it at all?
Oh, my God, no.
What coaster was it? Do you remember?
It was the Leviathan.
Oh, the big green one.
Oh, yeah.
Good
no.
Coaster.
Oh.
Good coaster.
Oh. What about you, Shem?
I do like roller coasters, but a lot of the times I find myself going on them simply so that I don't look like a punk.
Oh, yeah.
I will suck it up and I will do
pressure.
It. But absolutely, I fall to peer pressure and, lady pressure.
Yeah.
I'll just go ahead and do it. My favorite one, though, is one called Tower of Terror. It's not even a roller coaster, really.
Yeah.
But it's a ride in Disney World.
The one that just drops you, right?
Yes, one that sort of drops you. I can't do the drop thing. I'm with you, Russ, the spinny stuff and the drop stuff.
No, I can't do spinny, man.
With your stomach and your butt, I really don't like it too
much.
Yeah,
that's right. I wasn't going to go there, but thanks for going to the butt.
I got you,
because I feel it in my butt, too. I feel it in my stomach and my butt, and I don't like it. And I don't like that feeling.
What about you, Deepa? Do you like coasters?
No, I hate...
Oh, really?
I've never actually been in one, but... Thalal and I, when we first started dating, one of our very first dates together was Wonderland. And I hate the thought of going on a coaster because my stomach is so weak. And we went with a group of friends. And the entire time, I went on the Fly, is it? That's like a baby coaster. And there's one drop, and as soon as we went down one drop, I started to cry.
Oh, no.
And, like, oh, no. I was yelling at the guy. I was like, please make it stop. Make it stop. And he was like, it goes around a second time. And then I started crying harder. But he's like, no, I'm just playing. And I got off. And then we were waiting in line for, was it, I think the Behemoth. I was like, yeah, I'll keep you guys company. It's no worries. And then we got to the, like, the seat, the coaster, right? And then the lull was like, oh, there's only one way off of this, and that is you have to get on the roller coaster. And I started bawling my eyes out. And the lull was like, I'm so sorry. And he walked me off, and his friends went, and he sat, and he watched me cry. And he was like,
he watched me cry.
Wow. What a beautiful love story you guys have.
And then he was like,
and then he sat
so
and watched
over?
Me cry.
Eating a funnel cake.
Oh, yeah.
No. We fell in love.
Yeah. What else we got,
well,
Deepa?
Yeah, I stayed with him, so. This is so random. Rebecca wrote in and said, what's your favorite way to have a potato?
Okay, oh,
Rebecca.
That's a very good question.
Oh, we've actually had
very similar one.
We've talked about this before. Yeah, I mean, fries.
Fries is always going to be my favorite. So, like, you have fries, mash, roast potatoes,
baked
potatoes,
scalloped potatoes,
potatoes, boiled potato.
For me, it would go fries, then mashed. Oh, how about fries, mashed, and then potato chips?
Chips, right?
My order would go fries, chips, mashed potatoes.
Yeah, really, huh?
Those are my three favorite.
Interesting,
place, yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm definitely fries. Like, fries are just the best. They're the best thing in the world, French fries.
Yeah.
I love mashed potatoes with, you know those, you know when you buy a thing of butter, mm-hmm. right? Like, and it comes in the box, and it's four smaller things of butter
sure.
in there. So if I make mashed potatoes, right, for every two potatoes, I put one of those whole things in.
What? That is a lot of
what?
Butter.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Roz.
Yeah.
Not at your age.
Though.
Don't do that.
Yeah. For every two potatoes, I put one of those whole things in.
A butter.
Oh, butter.
Yo, your cholesterol level must
butter.
Be skyrocketing.
But I'll tell you, you have my mashed potatoes. They're going to be the best mashed potatoes you ever
had. I've had your mashed potatoes.
I bet.
You put a chemical too, right?
A chemical? No,
like
I don't
chemical?
Put a chemical.
Isn't there something that you put in the...
Like bleach?
No.
Like Windex?
No, you're talking about when I roast potatoes. Because when I roast potatoes, I put baking soda in the water.
Yeah, that chemical.
Yeah, because it changes the alkaline and it makes the outside of the potato super fluffy. And then when you bake it, it becomes all super crunchy on the
gotcha.
Outside. But no, I run mashed potatoes through a ricer, mm-hmm. And then I put all that butter in, and then I smush them as opposed to mashing them. So everything goes through a ricer. So I put a potato, you know, like a garlic, you know, like those garlic press things that people have?
Uh-huh.
I have a giant one that is huge, and you can put potatoes in it, and you squeeze it, and the potatoes all come out in those little strings.
Yeah.
Can I share mine?
Yeah.
Mine is... a potato ball. I'm sure Mocha and Shem
know
this.
Potato ball.
Like...
Isn't that a tater tot? What white people call it?
Basically.
Sorry. It's like a West Indian thing. I don't know if it's specific to Guyanese people, but it's like you take your potatoes, you mash it, you mix spices, onions, different things, and then you dunk it in a batter and then you fry it.
Yeah.
So that's my favorite way to do that.
Tater
with pepper sauce as well.
Just like a tater tot.
Yeah, tater tots.
But really big version of it.
Oh, it's big? How big is it?
It's quite big.
Like the size of a golf ball.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so like a tater tot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I
a
love
golf ball is not the size of a tater tot.
Well, you're not eating the right tater tots there, Diva.
I guess so. Maybe I'm not.
Deep fried anything is always going to win, right? Deep fried anything is always going to win.
Thank you for all of your DMs. Keep them coming in. We talk about them every single day.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive.
Deepa is here, and we got lots of DMs to get through today.
Deepa, what do we got today? What do people want to know?
Okay, I feel like we're going to learn a lot about each other today. Cindy wrote in and said, what would your talent be if you were to compete for either Mr. or Miss World? I feel like we know what Shem's is, but I don't know what anybody else's talent is on this team.
Yeah, I'm singing my way to that pageant.
Yeah. And smiling, showing off the teeth.
Like, could I be like Mr. Lungs? Because when I yell out, it's Friday every week.
No, so yelling would be like no.
Like Mr. Like, Yelling?
No. Like, I think you're missing the point. Like, it's, you know
Mr.
what?
Mr. Cardio?
No. Pause for 1 second. Jesus Christ. Okay, so you know in beauty pageants,
yeah,
one section of the beauty pageant is the talent portion.
Mm-hmm.
So you're still like Miss America, but you have a talent portion that you are also judged on.
Oh, so yelling.
You're not exactly. you're not in a Mr. Yelling pageant.
Okay.
Okay? It's like you would also have to do swimsuit.
Yeah. By the way, you would win Mr. I'm Frustrated.
Yes, thank you. Yes. Mr. Frustrated Head. Okay, so your talent would be what? Yelling, Mocha?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, just like you're going to stand on the stage and yell?
I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no. What if I played the drums? I haven't played in like years.
I would say that you got a better shot than, yeah.
But
than
I would attempt to play the drums.
Yeah, well, you're just going to say, but you have to like understand in these pageant worlds, like there's like, you know, sort of universally recognized talent.
Like, I can't sing. I can't
dance.
That
you can show up and
I can't
do.
Juggle.
No,
right?
you can't juggle.
You can DJ.
I can't.
I'm not going to say that's not a talent, but that's not a pageant talent.
I understand.
DJ.
Yeah. I can't like swallow fire.
You can't. You can't use a baton.
No, I can't.
No gymnastics. No magic tricks.
No.
Can't fire a bow and arrow.
I could probably skip.
Skip.
Yeah.
Oh wow!
But I can't do
Yay.
Tricks. I can skip.
like a skipping rope.
Yeah.
Any tricks with
the
skipping
the
bar rope,
is so
or just
low.
Or just skip?
No, I just skip.
You just skip.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know like how how boxers skip and they do the move where they tap their toe and their heel?
Yeah.
Like that's the most I could do.
Right. But not a lot of times though.
No.
No. Not even double dutch, right?
Wow.
Like you can't even do
no,
double
don't
dutch.
Ask me to do that. No, I'll lose right away.
Wow, jeez. Okay. So Mocha is skipping. Okay, would be his talent. Damn it, Maury, what would your pageant talent be?
I was going to say I'm good at lifting things.
Like, what do you mean, lifting things?
Like, I'm good at helping people move. Like, I'm good at lifting several
so,
boxes.
So, like, they would give you a staircase and something large with a small door at the top, and you would be able to sort of maneuver it in.
Yeah, right? I'm like, I'll carry all this to the top.
Okay, Maury's talent is getting big things into little things, right?
Okay, done.
Yes.
Cool.
Deepa, your talent would be what?
Recently, I've learned this skill of clapping, but not clapping like this, but using my palms instead. Huh? So like I clap like my fingers.
One hand
my
clapping.
Palm
one hand
clap.
Clapping. Like call this? It one hand
yeah,
clapping.
One
so
hand.
People
yeah,
know
there
what you're
you
talking
go.
About.
Because
we all use our palms to clap.
I was just gonna say.
Well, sorry.
How's that different from clapping?
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead.
A birthday party and someone taught me this. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Guys,
yeah.
I'm clapping with one hand.
Yeah.
See? Look, you guys might hear this on the radio and think I'm clapping with two, but it's one. Okay, ready, set, go.
Nobody thinks you're clapping with two hands right now, by the way.
Are you sure?
By the way. Right,
it's
the
quite
way.
Loud, no?
Yeah. It looks like somebody looked at Deepa and said, hey, how do you climb a ladder? And Deepa's like this. Like this. Like this. Like this. Like this,
like,
guys.
Quickly.
Like this. Yeah.
Okay, y'all, next DM. Please, Deepa.
Melissa said, what's something on your bucket list?
Learning how to clap one handed.
Learning how to climb a ladder.
Yeah.
Efficiently and quickly.
Jeez. Who has a great bucket list thing? Because I don't really have, like, I don't want to travel. I don't want to see anything beautiful. I don't want to do any of that stuff. Does anybody actually have a legitimate bucket list item?
Go to London, play the drums, wear overalls.
Okay. Wow. I think that two of those are very achievable, like right now.
Which ones?
Overalls.
You could go to Walmart and buy overalls today.
You could go, Maury, you buy Wrangler jeans off Amazon. Just buy a pair of Wrangler overalls off Amazon.
Yeah, I get okay. So, but it's still on my list. I haven't done it yet.
Wow. Problem solved. Add
okay.
to cart.
God, I hope that man. Could you imagine you pass away and he's like, God, if he could only worn overalls, right? Like we need to know what your big dreams are, man.
Getting the bedroom TV on the wall.
Getting the bedroom TV on the wall is on the bucket list of things you want to accomplish
I've
before
waited
you
12
die.
Years.
These are things you like before you kick the bucket, like before you die, wearing yeah. overalls.
I would say one. So. My parents are from Guyana. Yes. I was born in Canada. The only time I ever went to Guyana was my mom took me. I was like 6 months old or something. So I had no recollection, right?
Yeah.
So bucket list would be to go to Guyana, hopefully with my parents, and also to bring my son Cruz.
Right.
That would be, that's like a bucket list item for me.
Cool. Deepa.
How
old are you again, Deepa?
I'm 26.
26. Okay, so this is a bucket list of a 26-year-old.
I would like to play Princess Jasmine in a movie.
Okay, well, you're going to die without ever having done that.
Wow, optimistic over
Ross.
Here.
Like realist, like okay, real you, this is somebody who watched too many princess movies as a kid, right? Your dreams have to be sort of reeled in a little bit, and I feel that you don't have anybody in your life who's reeled your dreams in.
And her dream makes it like I've always wanted to die on TV.
No, yeah, but that's fine though. But you want to start, she wants to star in a Hollywood film playing a famous character.
They were
the what?
They did an open casting call for like Jasmine when Disney was doing it, right?
Yeah.
So I auditioned and I never got a call back.
Hold on, Aladdin, with Will Smith and Mina Masood?
Yeah,
that one?
There was an open. Oh, yeah, that one. But I had to sing in the audition and nobody ever saw that audition tape other than the.
Do you remember what you had to sing?
Yeah, I sang A Whole New World.
Okay, go for it. Hey, listen, this is your bucket list.
All right. This is my audition for Princess Jasmine Part 2.
Okay.
I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid.
You didn't get it?
Wow, so weird.
No, so weird. Yeah, that was beautiful. No, that was really, that was beautiful. That was beautiful. Yes, that was beautiful.
Thank you for all of your DMs. Keep coming in.
Oh,
these are conversations.
I have so many ideas right now. Don't you even worry. I got so many ideas right now.
Thanks, Princess Jasmine.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. You wouldn't say that to your mama. So why us?
All right, Deepa is here. Let's jump into the DMs, y'all.
Deepa, what do people want to know? What do we got in the DMs today?
Okay, Casey wrote in, and Casey says, do you all have middle names? And if so, what are they?
Interesting.
I think we've all pretty much talked about our middle names. Oh, you do?
Have we?
Deepa, go ahead.
What's your middle name, Deepa?
Oh, it's hideous. It's Anupama.
Anupama.
Anupama, yeah.
Why is that hideous?
So much.
It's a beautiful name.
Why do you hate that?
It doesn't like roll off the tongue nicely. It's like Anupama. Like it's the meaning behind it though is great. Actually, let me double check.
What does it mean? You don't even know. You don't even know.
Wait, did you ever ask your parents where the name came from? Like, is it from a family member or?
No, not from a family member. Oh, so it means incomparable. So yes, I agree.
Okay.
But I don't know. I don't know where it came from. I just don't like the sound of it.
Oh, okay. Damon Mori, your middle
name
is Samuel.
I don't
Samuel.
Have one. No, I no.
Yes, yes, it is Samuel.
Right. Yeah, I know.
Right.
Yeah.
Samuel. Sham, do you have a middle name?
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, my middle name was actually supposed to be my first name up until the 11th hour before my mom had me. And then my aunt, for some reason, had a dream and said, name him Shemroy. Don't ask me where that came from.
Well, a dream.
The Lord.
Okay.
So what were you originally going to be called?
Dwayne.
Dwayne.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no. Parkinson's.
Does anybody call you Dwayne?
No. It's just Shem.
When your parents are mad at you, do they call you by your full name? Do they say Shemroy Dwayne Parkinson?
No. What they do is they split up my first name and go, Shemroy.
So is it Roy or your middle name?
As if Roy was my last name, really.
Yeah.
Shemroy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, interesting.
Middle name, Roz?
Ace.
Oh, right, that's right. Oh, wait, no, it's not.
Ace? Like,
yeah, it is.
A-C-E?
Is it? Yeah, A-C-E.
That's I thought that was a nickname.
No.
Oh.
No, that is my middle name.
Okay.
And that's all you're getting.
That doesn't sound right.
My middle name is my dad's
first
name.
My middle name doesn't sound right, Deepa?
Yeah, Roz. Ace Weston.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't you even worry about it.
My middle name is my dad's first name, Vernon.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah?
And then we gave our son Cruz my dad's.
He's
name.
Vern too?
Yeah.
No, really?
Yeah, so my middle name is Vernon and Cruz's middle name is Vernon.
Now, full Vernon though, not just Vern, huh?
No.
Does your old man ever go by Vernon?
Yeah, people call him both, Vern
really?
And Vernon,
yeah. Cuz I've never heard you say Vernon before.
Yeah. I know it sounds weird.
Yeah,
I always
it does.
Say Vern.
Yeah.
All right, Deepa, what other DMs we got?
Hey, Deepa, you are very pretty. And I must say, I love your lap.
Look around this face right now.
You? Wait a minute,
hold on.
Yeah, go
Start
ahead.
Start from the beginning. Hey, Deepa, you're so pretty. What?
Hey, Deepa, you are very pretty. And I must say, I love your lap. Thank you. You add a nice touch to the testosterone in the room over there. But I was wondering, if Maury has been the boss for a long time, he must be the boss.
What? Yo, we
You're
talked
so
about this
wrong.
Before.
We get, yeah. Well, because here's the thing is that, like, what else would, you know, when you look at the dynamic of just the world, right? Like, obviously, in somebody's mind, somebody has to be the boss, right? Yeah. Maury, do people often think that you're, like, do you get people who, like, meet you that think that you're the boss? No, not at all. Not at all. Maury's not the boss, mm-mm, right? Maury's not even the boss at home.
Oh, no.
Right?
No.
Maury's not even the boss about what he wears to work.
I wasn't even the employee of the month at home.
No.
Never.
No, Maury, what are you the boss of, Maury? What are you the boss of?
My own domain?
No, you're not. Matthew is. Are you the boss of anything?
Like, are no. You, like, literally no.
You're not. You are not in charge of anything in your life.
No.
Hygiene.
Yeah, no.
No.
No. No, I can't think of anything.
Okay. No, I don't think that you're in charge of anything. There's nothing.
This is why
you're
I keep running
of.
For condo board, just so I can have something.
But didn't they block you from running?
No, I just don't win.
Right. Oh. Do you ever get a tally of what the vote?
I lost by one vote.
Oh, that's
last
not
time.
Bad.
I know, and I'm still trying to find out who that was.
Oh.
It was Matthew.
Matthew, exactly.
Hi, Deepa. One more DM, please.
This is an interesting one.
Okay.
Juhi wrote in and said, "Hi, Deepa. This is a question for all of you in the room. In brackets, even Shem, because it's hypothetical. Picture this: you're cuddling with your partner. Oh. They look at you and ask." Would you still love me even if I was a worm? What would your answer be?
What?
If even
there
if
were
I was a
worm?
No, I wouldn't. Yeah. I wouldn't.
You wouldn't love Catherine if she was a worm?
Nope. No. Nope.
I don't think anyone would love their partner if they were a worm.
No. Nope.
I mean, it would break my heart.
Like, I wouldn't love Catherine if she started listening to BTS.
Oh, what?
I'm joking.
Oh my God. Yo.
Check your DMs. Yo.
I know.
BTS yeah, you're going to get me attacked.
Believe me, they've attacked me before. It's all fine. We're fine. I'm tight with the BTS army. No, it would you still love me if I was a worm? No, the answer is no to that. I'd be like, no, get out.
Go live in the dirt.
Oh. Go and live in the dirt. I'm moving on with my life.
Don't get eaten by a,
you can watch,
by a bird.
You can watch from the window, right? Like, yeah.
What if she had the same personality traits? Like, it was the same Catherine, just in the form of a giant.
Oh, a giant worm? That's even less. Yeah, like, no, absolutely not. No. No. No.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to coexist that way.
No, 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 no.
Anyway.
No,
this
where she
great.
Doesn't know what her face and her butt is and all this other stuff. No. I'm not
no
living.
Eyes.
No eyes. Right. Yeah, just, no. No. Only comes out when it rains. Yeah. Right? No.
Keep those DMs coming in because we talk about them every single day on the DM Deep Dive. Thank you, Deepa.
No problem.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive.
All right, got a couple of DMs to go through. Deepa is here. Hello, Deepa.
Hello, how are you?
Good. What do we got, Deepa?
Someone wrote in anonymous. They said, "Hey, Roz and Mocha, I heard a replay of an episode about your chicken wings, Roz, and I need some advice. I want to know from you, can you use any other oil than vegetable oil to coat chicken wings?"
Yeah, but why though? Here's, because the way I do chicken wings, very simple. Chicken wings in a, what do you call that? What's that thing called? Bowl.
One. Yeah.
Okay.
Bowl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chicken wings in a bowl.
Yeah.
I put vegetable oil in, slather them in vegetable oil. Then I take them out and I have a roasting pan that has a metal rack in the bottom. So nothing sits on the bottom. All the chicken wings go on there. Salt, pepper, more than you think you need on one side. Oven at like 450, 475. Mm. Okay. Ooh. In they go. And I leave them like they're in there for a while, like 25, 30 minutes sometimes, and then flip them, season them again. When they come out, they are not dry. They're completely moist, completely bones fall right out of them. They're the best chicken wings I've ever made in my life. But people do this. And what they do is they're sending me these pictures that they've done to their chicken wings. Mm. And I'm like, I'm not responsible for that because they're saucing them before they cook them.
Oh, and then so it just burns.
It just burns.
Yeah.
Right? I'm like, that ain't my recipe, man. Now, I would say with an oil, you need an oil that has like a high smoke point, right? So vegetable oil is like that. You never want to use something like olive oil, right? You never want to use, you can use canola. I just don't like the taste of it. And I find it's like a little bit more carcinogenic than any other oil.
Sure.
Vegetable oil for me is just the standard. I don't know why you would want to use a different oil anyway.
What else we got, Deepa?
Angela wrote in and said, "Roz, now that you have a book, when your book becomes a movie, oh, wow, big dreams, who will play you? Who will play Mocha? Who will play Deepa, Shem, and Maury?"
Oh. So
I'm assuming that we're all in this book now.
Okay.
So
That's not true, by the way.
You could pre-order at roswesson.com. September 27th is the release date. A Little Bit Broken.
Not yet, anyway.
Is the name of it. So let's cast this. A Little Bit Broken, the movie.
Okay.
Starring Ethan Hawke as Roz.
Interesting. Yeah. But see, height is a thing, though. I'm with you, Maury, because everybody thinks that Ethan Hawke and I look a whole lot alike right now. And we're around the same age.
What about Russell Brand?
Russell Brand? No. Wrong type of guy. I'm not like that at all.
No, because he's tall.
No.
Similar features.
What about Brad Pitt?
Brad Pitt. Now you're talking. No, now
Brad
we're
Pitt's
talking.
Too short, though. Too short.
Oh, no. Timothy Chalamet.
Timothy Chalamet is a
what?
Nickname.
Like half
no,
his age.
No, for me.
No. We're not doing you yet, Maury. Wait your turn.
and then his turn never happens.
Yeah, exactly. I've heard that before. And then it never happens, just like in life. So people that I do like that I think are awesome is I really like Ethan Hawke. I think he's awesome. But you have to be able to, like, do this, right? Like, if there's any radio show stuff in the movie, like, you have to be able to do something like this.
Did you say
this.
Jeff Bridges yet?
No, he's Jeff Bridges, like 90. He's got like months to live.
I know, but you two look the same.
Shem. This person would have to grow a beard.
Yes.
I would say Jamie Dornan would be good for you.
Jamie Dornan.
Oh, Jamie Dornan's great.
Jamie Dornan.
Yeah, but, yes. No, but he has a better body.
Listen, it's my movie, Maury. I can have a great body.
Also, out of the book.
Also, out of the book. Out of the movie. If you're not in the book, you're not in the movie. Sorry, Maury. We're not casting your part right now. Just so you know.
Tell Rick Moranis not yet.
Yeah. but, like, who else would be cool? I really like Will Arnett. I think Will Arnett's real cool. I just don't know. He's got, like, he doesn't have the hair. He would look weird in my hair. But yeah, any one of those guys. I like a Jamie Dornan. I like an Ethan Hawke. We're around
still
the same
think,
age.
Because a lot of people have pointed out, and we've seen it, the Ethan Hawke on TED Talk on YouTube.
Yeah.
Right? He's wearing, like, and at the time when we noticed it, you guys were wearing, like, the same jacket. Hair was styled the exact same. His beard was, like, the same as yours.
Okay, now, Mocha, who do you see as playing you?
Oh, Aziz Ansari.
Aziz Ansari, really?
Yeah. Oh,
no.
Nice.
I think, no way.
No?
Nuh-uh.
Kevin Hart.
No. No.
The Rock.
No, The Rock.
No. Who then?
I don't know. I think Aziz Ansari is just like a different, like, I think that Aziz Ansari is like a little, like, he's a little, what's that word, Maury? Twink, right?
Oh.
Like, he's just, where you're not, right?
Okay.
Like, you're not that. I don't feel anyway. Okay, we'll come back to you. Shem.
I'm going
to
go back and say, Roz, I think John Hamm would be a good player.
John Hamm?
Oh, good one.
Good
okay.
Call.
Okay.
Good one.
Okay. Okay. Shem,
me,
for
Sterling
you.
Sterling K. Brown, man.
Sterling K. Brown,
oh.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
You guys are twins.
Deepa, in a perfect world, who do you think should play you?
A Bollywood actress. Her name is Deepika Padukone. I'd pick her to play me.
Okay, can we afford her or no? Is she like a big star? Is she like a big Bollywood star?
Oh, she's massive, yeah. Okay, I don't think we can afford her.
We can't afford her for a role that small. So you're going to have to pick somebody pick somebody else.
Okay. Someone help. Me, I'll play me.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Maury.
Timothy Chalamet.
No, stop.
No.
Be realistic.
Fine, Rick Moranis.
I think Rick Moranis is too old. He's like plus 60s. Like,
Dr. Seth Green?
Seth Green. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Seth
Green.
Yeah, maybe Seth Green. Okay, that's a good cast.
I mean,
right there.
I would prefer Timothy Chalamet.
Right, that's never going to happen. Mm-hmm. I think that you would prefer Timothy
Chalamet.
Your
movie, my suggestion.
Yeah, I would never allow it to happen. Yeah,
but even still, it's not happening because you're still out of the book.
No, right,
which
exactly.
Means also out of the movie.
Yeah, not in the book, not in the movie.
What else we got, Deepa?
Edward wrote in and said, if Deepa, a.k.a. Princess Jasmine, had to assign Roz, Mocha, Maury, and Shem as a Disney character, which ones would they be?
Okay.
I'll start with Roz. Mm. I feel like Roz would be Jafar.
Who's Jafar?
Like
the bad guy from Aladdin.
Oh.
From Aladdin.
Red cape.
What? You don't know who Jafar is?
Not by
He's
name,
like,
Deepa. Okay.
Well, Mocha would be like a Goofy, I feel like.
Goofy, girl.
Yeah, I mean you're fun. Like you have a good personality. You laugh a lot. I think that's fair.
Is Goofy an idiot?
I didn't say anything.
Okay.
But
next.
No, he's fun. Shem Baloo from Jungle Book.
Oh, good
the
one.
Bear that likes to sing.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like that's fair. Maury would be Pinocchio. I feel like Maury lies so much that like he needs to be Pinocchio.
Now, would Maury be Pinocchio or Lord Farquaad or whatever that guy's name was from?
No, I would say Pinocchio.
Oh my God!
From Shrek?
Are you talking about from Shrek?
Yeah, from Shrek. Yeah.
Now we gotta stay in the Disney universe.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So Pinocchio. Amari, are you okay with Pinocchio?
I'm just happy to be in it.
Okay. There we go.
Yay.
There
you
go.
Thank you so much for all of your DMs. Keep them coming in. We talk about them every day.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.